Are there any other ways of saying castrate? Could that be any male animal?
Yes, any male animal.
A noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, you would say the calf began to?
Bawl or?
A gentle noise made by a cow, you say the cow began to?
Low.
And by a horse, the horse began to?
Neigh.
And if you had horses and cows and mules and they're getting hungry, you have to go out and feed the?
Animals.
Yeah. And suppose you had chickens and turkeys and geese and ducks, you have to go feed the?
Fowls.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs is a?
Setting hen.
And the place where hens live is the?
Hen house.
Or?
Chicken house.
What would you call maybe a smaller place for just the hen and the biddies? How would you pronounce COOP?
Cook.
Okay. Is that a small place?
Well, that's a coop. That's where you keep the, that's what they carry them in, is coops.
Mm-hmm.
See the?
Taking them to market or something?
Yeah, to market, put them in coops, carry them to market, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is that bone that you break on the chicken?
Wishbone.
And what is the superstition there?
The short one is, we'll marry first or something like that.
Oh, all right. Do you have a name for all the inside parts of a chicken you can eat, the liver and the heart and all that?
No.
Did you ever hear of haslet or harslet? Okay. How about the inside parts of a pig that you sometimes eat or stuff sausages in?
You mean the entrails or?
Mm-hmm.
Chitterlings?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten those? Are they good?
Yeah. We have a chitterling supper. Over at Meek, which is not so very far from here, Arley.
Is that in Winston County?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Now, that's something I would love to taste, because I've heard about them all my life.
It tastes good, very good.
I don't even know what they look like.
It's really just